And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, Let us cross over to the other side. We all have those moments in life where there is peace and calm all around us. A nice sunny day brings nothing but rest and relaxation. But just as quickly as we got into that rest, trouble comes up just as fast. Rest and peace are something that we look for after a long, hard week. But even then, we can experience great storms. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. We can be in the will of God, yet still be in the midst of a storm. We know that the closer that we walk with Jesus, the more things seem to get hectic. We're always in a bitter battle where the storms are raging hard against us. The disciples were with Jesus as he invited them to come over along with him to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Things were going along just fine, and all of a sudden, a storm came in. They were in the very presence of the one that they had just seen perform miracles, and they heard his parables, especially the one on the mustard seed, on just a little bit of faith on how they can turn into something powerful. Yet at this very moment, they became fearful and thought they were sinking. When we walk with God, strange things happen, unusual things that you just can't explain, but they happen. Right in the middle of your peace come a terrifying storm. On any given day, everything can be nice and calm, where it seems as though everything is in your favor, and nothing can upset your joy or turn you away from your walk with the Lord. Then there are those days that you wish that you would never gotten out of bed. You wake up and it begins. You don't have time for your cup of coffee because you got up late. You're rushing to find something to wear because you didn't do it the night before. You can't find your car keys because your son took your car last night and this puts you farther behind in your schedule. You get to work and there are co-workers that seem to just get on your nerves, yet you try to press on. The boss comes in and he's on your back because production is down. And you think to yourself, it can get no worse than this. But let it be known, you are exactly where God wants you to be. Nothing happens unless he allows it, and the storms in life are no different. Just think about it. Even though you're in a storm, rest and peace can still be experienced despite of it. Because while everything else around you is going haywire, Jesus, who is in the boat right along with you, is at rest. He's in perfect peace with himself and with nature. Now, even though the disciples were in the midst of a fearless storm, Jesus, who was at peace with himself because he had trust and confidence in God. Now notice that he was in the back of the boat sleeping, so that shows you he had the confidence in God. Trust in God is a firm reliance on him. It's totally dependent upon his strength and character. When we place our trust in him, we're saying, go ahead, God. I know you're in control. Rest in peace comes in two forms, through faith and through Jesus Christ. If he has the power to still the storms that they were in the middle of, then trust and believe he has the same power to still your storm. Jesus sets the example in laboring to the point of fatigue and exhaustion, and many of us, we push ourselves to that point where we just collapse. And sometimes we're so tired that we sleep through our storms. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. When those storms in life start getting the best of you, call on the name of Jesus and watch him quiet your storm. Peace be still. One love, 5 minutes.